Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said here on Ross FM, today we have the legendary trumpet man himself, and that's the golden trumpet man, Mr. Johnny Carroll. Hello, Johnny, how are you?
Hello, Richie. How are you, my friend?
We're all good here. We're all good in Roscommon.
Richie, you're always upbeat. I'll tell that much for you.
Sure. It's the tablets.
It's the tablets. I think it's a good Roscommon here,
I think it is. It's fresh air all around me here, Johnny. Absolutely. What was I going to say to you? You have a brilliant song out. You have everybody dancing in the aisles and their kitchens, in their sitting rooms, come dancing.
It's amazing, you know. It's a number I had recorded just a little while back called Come Dancing, and I said this is the time to release now because everybody is starved for dancing and going out and all that. And you know, it's getting a tremendous amount of players all over the place. It's just one of these songs that took off, you know, and you know yourself, you've been recording all your life. But it's just a tricky little number, and I'm doing a bit of singing and playing it, so all the radio stations, including yourself, are playing it. So I'm very happy with it, Richie.
Brilliant. It's a great song, absolutely. It's a real happy, jolly, brassy. What else will come from you?
People are trying to go back dancing again, so maybe they can dance. Just like, I've got so many emails and stuff from people saying, God, Johnny, I'm dancing all the kitchen of this. So, Richie, at my age, it's great everybody ever danced to me at all, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, they're dancing. They are dancing. I believe there's a couple of them doing it, dancing up the stairs, on the landings, in the bathrooms, in the showers. It's a great tune altogether.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it anyway. So, I just keep the name up there anyway, Richie, and I just love doing what I do, and I'll do what I can, and that's it.
Well,
we can make somebody happy, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, we had a bit of a fall out there on the sound, but we have it back, Johnny. We have it back, so we'll stick with what we're doing here. We're doing well. Listen, what was I going to say to you? This is something else now. Where is this whole thing going to end? Where are we all going to get back together again?
Richie, my friend, people are on about that, and you know, I've heard people saying, well, they put stuff off. This happened in February, March. I know I had some gigs, a couple of things lined up, tour here or there, and said, well, we'll do it maybe in April. Then April came. Then we'll do it in June. Then June came, we'll do it in September. Now, Richie, nobody knows anymore, my friend, because unfortunately, it's not going away.
No.
As you can see.
No, it's coming back more
it's
and more.
It's not going away, Richie, I'm sad to say. And, you know,
but
it's just a frightening situation. Nobody knows where this is going. Hopefully, it will end sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's having a devastation effect on everybody and anybody, everybody on the planet. Because in my business, the music business, it says everybody's devastated. Like, it doesn't affect me that much, Richie, thankfully, in the music business, because I've been at it for 62, 63 years, and I've been there and worn the T-shirt. I was sort of semi-retired. But I was still doing a bit of touring here and touring there and doing a few concerts, which I did tremendously. But I would hate to be, you know, if it happened maybe 30-odd years ago or something, when I was dependent on it with a young family around, it would have a terrible effect. So it's having a terrible effect on everybody in the music business, and not alone the music business, Richie, but everybody in business, per se, because, you know, shops and
the pubs,
everybody is having a tremendous, like, I know so many people here where I live in Galway now that are, their backs are up against the wall, like, trying to get rents and,
yeah. It's very sad for young families. I mean, a young person now that's trying to pay a mortgage with a family, and their job is there's no guarantee of anything anymore.
No.
And then we have the other side of it as well, Johnny. We have a situation where before COVID they were approved for mortgages, etc., etc.
Correct.
And now, because of the difference in circumstances with the loan, some of the applications have been scrapped.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I would have known of some people in my own profession, Richie, that had invested money in equipment and transport and all that, and the transport is lying idle, and the equipment is lying there. So it's tough, and you know, and the frightening thing about it, going back in my time in the 60s and 70s or 80s, whatever it may be, if somebody lost their job with a band, well, they could go off and join another band,
or
they could play at the pubs, they could go wedding band.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, there's nowhere in the world to go for a job as a musician now.
No, no. I have a show on every Thursday, every day, every Thursday, but Monday to Friday here, Ross FM. And I noticed, now this is a fact, the indie country artists, the independent guys, the lads that don't have the big management behind them, the lads that pay for their own recordings and they send them in and I play them for them solidly on a Thursday. But I've noticed that these poor individuals, man, woman, child even nowadays, that's recording great songs and great, great, great artists they are, there's nowhere to go for them. Even if they do sell the odd piece here and there on the social platforms, there still isn't anywhere for them to go now. There's no outlet for the general public to enjoy.
No. And you know, you you can have the biggest hit in the country, like if your record goes to number one and the charts there with you, it doesn't mean a light, because there's no work for you.
Yeah, but you know yourself, Johnny, it's not only about the money, it's about the performing. If you perform in front of a crowd, that's what most of these people are in for. They're in this for the long haul. They're in it for to give pleasure to other people with their gift of music. Look at yourself. I mean, anyone that doesn't... look at yourself. Look, if you don't know anything about music now today, nobody's there's nothing to be learned.
I often say, I say many times, and I do many interviews here, and there are people, good people, like you said, will ring me up. But I say, look at... What other job would you want to be at, Richie, after spending 62 or 63 years in the one job without a break? Unless you really loved what you did, there's no way.
Yeah, but
you know, I'm meeting guys and they're half my age, and they've retired from their work. I still love going out and doing what I do. And I have to say, Richie, and I agree with you 100%, I mean, apart from the money aspect of it, I mean, the buzz I used to get out of going on stage, you know, was incredible. I meeting people and people happy, and you get the odd comment from people and get the odd email. That means so much to an artist.
I came off stage one night. I was working with an artist there, and we finished anyway, and we came off stage. And I said to the drummer lad, I said, listen, I said, if this is the high that a person that's on heroin or cocaine gets, I can understand why they're an addict.
But you know, I often think so too, Richie, when I see that the footballers going out, and the Roscommon footballers or whatever it may be, or the goalie, or even the professional guys in the Premier footballers in England, and going out there onto a pitch like with 30 men on the pitch and no roar or no shouting. I said, my God, it must be terrible to sort of, you know, just to
go out and play with nobody.
Yeah.
Are they introducing? I think they have some artificial crowd sounds now to encourage
they have a sound bite there. They have the crowd. Yeah. You see, it sounds pretty good, all right, you and I at home, but on the pitch, Richie, it's dead silent. There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
They just have. Well, the members use it on the pitch, but it's just a thing coming across the PA that they have a recorded soundtrack for it. So it's giving it a bit of atmosphere.
Yeah, well, they need it. They need the encouragement. But Johnny, getting back to your song, listen, Come Dancing. Listen, tell me
come
about
dancing.
This. Okay, let me tell me about this. The makings of this record. Come on, you're going to let me into a few trade secrets here.
It's a song that was originally recorded by a very famous 60s group called The Kinks.
Yes, remember The Kinks.
Many years ago, called Come Dancing. And I've been playing it in my shows for quite a while now, and you know, I've passed my cheat of it. And then, you know, I got this notion, some friend of mine suggested, John, you should record that and do a single. And luckily enough, I did it just before the lockdown, and I had it over there with Tony Maher and Frankie Coulihan, the boys from The Conquerors.
Yeah, well,
there in Hedford, you know?
I'll tell you something else. It's some sound. And I'll tell you, all the brass work in that, I think you've done it all.
I did a whole lot. The only extra brass I have in that, as you can hear, Richie, I've got a trombone in it.
Yeah.
The guy doing trombone with me, and he's from the big band here, the big 22-piece orchestra here in town. So I double tracked, I did the harmonies, the whole lot, did the singing. So the boys did the backing. So we brought it out, but there's a great punch to it. There's a great slap to it.
Yeah. Now, Johnny, I'm going to tell you now that we have the Irish community in Australia, in Canada, in America. And we also have the Irish community in London and in the UK, and Bringing Irish Together. They all hear this show. They all hear this show, Johnny. And some of them would be saying, oh, my God, he's talking to Johnny Carroll. Well, Johnny Carroll is a very
well,
proud...
Well, you know, Richie, and all the friends, and not to blow me on some of it, as people may be listening, I played in every Irish community in each of them cities you mentioned.
Yes,
everyone.
Well, I know, because I tell you, Johnny, I get messages here on the Facebook pages from all these groups, and they tell me, oh, listen, the show was great today. I love that song you played here, and I know for a fact that they're going to be delighted to hear Johnny Carroll's voice again on the programme.
Well, you know, Richie, for anybody that's listening in these faraway places, God bless them, hope they're keeping safe and maybe looking forward to meeting them sometime in the future, whatever it may be. But just to let them know that my pedigree, that I started with the Premier Races back home in Castlereagh, Ballintubber, Castlereagh in 1957. So a lot of these people that have immigrated many years ago probably remember the Premier Races at Houston Wells and all of them in the band. So that's why I started with the Premier Races in 57.
Correct, yes.
And maybe a lot of your listeners in these countries will probably dance to the Premier Races long before they left Ireland.
That's right. In the early 60s. That's right. And see, this is where it's very important for us to say hello to those people out there today.
Absolutely, and thinking about them at this time. And the unfortunate thing about it is that they're in the very same boat as we are here today.
Yes, they are indeed. And it's worldwide.
There's no hiding from this, Richard.
No. We can stay. I've just finished quarantine here yesterday. And I was 2 weeks in quarantine because I was on holiday. And I'd done the responsible thing and all that. But I mean, I know people have to live and they have to try and make a normal out of an abnormal, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And we're trying our best. Everybody is doing their best. But let me ask you something. When you recorded Come Dancing, did you realise how much... I don't know about other radio stations because I'm biased. I'm Ross Common. Mm-hmm. I'm Ross FM. But I know for a fact that this is getting a lot of airplay right across Europe at the moment. And did you realise that you were going to take over from the Mavericks and everything else like that?
Richie, you're going a bit far. No, but I agree with you about one thing, that it's amazing the amount of emails and texts I'm getting from people that have heard it. Because I'll tell you why. That particular single has gone out of what we call an MP3, which is computerized anymore. And I've got a person that does it for me called Deborah Communications.
Deborah's fantastic.
Deborah has she's got 700 radio stations all over the world on her computer.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
And she has the names and addresses of them all. She just presses the button. But all of you guys have it, so...
And we get them overnight.
Good. So it's getting a lot of players in these places, I'll have to say.
It sure is. And Deborah Communications, I have to get my hat off to her now today because
she does.
She keeps us well up to date with all the latest releases and everything else. And I'm always saying to indie country artists out there, they need to get involved with somebody like Deborah and get their stuff sent out to radio stations to sit there.
And I'll tell you the great thing about it, Richie, that as you will probably well know, like, For years and years and years since the recording industry, we used always have to pack up the single or the CD or the LP in a sleeve and an envelope and go down and post it out. It cost you a fortune to post. But now, you know, Deborah's all this on computer and just presses a button. Yeah. Every radio station in the world sort of gets it.
We do.
That's the great thing about it.
I can guarantee you that every day I wake up and I check my emails, I can see that there's maybe 6 or 7 in from Deborah. 6 or 7 songs every day.
She's great. And the reason I know, Richie, that it's working for her, because this is not the first time I've used Deborah for releases. I can see by the emails are getting back in. Funny enough, I got two emails from some people in Australia yesterday. I got another one from South Africa.
No problem.
And places like people that would never have possibly heard of me before, places like that. And they've heard this record on the local radio station.
Now, my God.
Can you imagine, without that communication, that email system that they have now, of sending out stuff on what they call MP3, The amount of money and time that it take you to find these radio stations and post them all up in the post office. You need a truck, like a lorry for you.
It's not feasible to do it anymore because of the way things are. But listen, last Thursday in Castlereagh, there was a bit of sad news: the loss of Mike Clark. You would have fond memories of Mike.
Sure, Mike. Yeah, I'm Castlereagh, as you know, Mike. I came from Ballinsrimmy there in Castlereagh and Youngwell, and he was in around my own age, I think. We grew up together. And he was a lovely, lovely lad and a very, very, very gentle sort of a person. And he was with the Rhythm Stars there, Stephen Tracy, for many years. And he joined maybe Dean Lane and some bands like that. Michael is always a very unassuming man and a very gentle sort of a person. And actually, funny, the last time I met him, funny enough, was at my own first cousin's funeral in Castlereagh, Patsy Hoff's funeral. I said hello to him that night, and I hadn't seen him for years before that. But very sad, you know, when you see and hear things that suddenly you realise, then again, say, like, somebody else gone. Like, you know,
yes.
I picked up my Facebook today and I seen another friend of mine who lost his wife there during the week, one of the lads of horse slips and all that. So, I mean, it's amazing, unfortunately, the amount of people that have passed away in the recent years that you say, oh my God, you know. When you think about it, Richie, when you think about all the big bands we had in the country, when you had the Brendan Byrne and Joe Dole and Larry Cunningham and all Big Tom, they're all gone, unfortunately, now. All the big stars are dead,
gone.
Richie, and it's a sad thing to say.
And, you know, I don't know, but it's because he was a Castlereagh man, it's just fantastic to have another superstar like yourself talking about Mike.
The superstar thing. No, like, look at Richie. I was very, very fortunate. I joined a very good band and a lovely crowd of young lads when they were young and I was even younger, from Ballinturbo, the other Premier Races, and we were all teetotalers at the time. That stuck to us. We sort of held the head, and for whatever reason, we became one of the biggest bands of the country. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
But I was always very fortunate to. I've made my living out of music, and I appreciate what people give me, but I try to give as much back, and I still have as much interest in it today as I had then.
Yeah.
As Dan can tell you, I've as much interest on this record going out there, and people like you ringing me and saying hello to me, and, you know, at my age, and I'm not young anymore, I still appreciate what I got out of the business, and as I said, I'd probably say I'm the only one ever to do it as long as this without a break for 63 years professionally. Like, you know, I did nothing else, and I did
but
the band, the Magic, and the Murphy and the Swallows and the Premier Races, and now did my own career for the last 30, 40 years. So, but I've worked hard at it, and I kept in touch with everybody, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's been nice to people, and appreciate what people have done for you down through the years.
Yeah, you realise that how much joy you bring to people as well, Johnny. You know, you knock off the part that I say superstar. To me, you're a superstar. To my dad, you were a star, and to a lot of people out there, you're a superstar.
I was watching.
I don't know many men that can pick up that trumpet and make it sound like you do. Come on.
Well, I happened to be watching Michael English. Michael English is a great friend of mine for a long time. I was watching Michael English last night. As you know, he has his own
Kildare man.
On Sky Television, and he did a tribute last night to Ireland's legends. And he said, I'm going to do a tribute to these people. He says, because without these people, the likes of he himself wouldn't be there where they are today.
That's right.
He said, these are people that I've gone to watch and see and look and listen to when I was only a young lad, maybe 7 or 8 or 10 years of age, or maybe. But he says, these are the guys that paved the way for the rest of us. And he did the Pogues, he did Red Hurley, he did Joe Dolan, maybe Dickie Rock, he did Jimmy Shan. And big God, didn't he put me in there as one of the legends? And I was so happy. He played all my music. Here's a legend.
But he said,
I've sold records all over the world. And I sort of got tearful. I was like, my God, he's grouping me in there with all these people. And he played me a great compliment. And I said, well, it did make me realise that, you know, probably meant something to some people.
But you got to understand, he's a good Kildare man. He's bound to pay tribute to you.
He is a good Kildare. And a lovely, lovely fellow. You know, I've done quite a bit of work with him down through the years. But he always tells the story, you know, any time I've worked with him in concerts, he always tells the story to the audience. He says, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Carroll, he says, when he was living in Carlow at the time.
Yes.
He says, when I was only in Nipper, he says, my mother used to take me to Rat Croak House. That's down there, it's a Carlow.
Yes.
On a Tuesday night, you used to run a band night there, a show band night.
Yes.
And he said, I'd sit there all night watching Johnny Carroll play. He says, when I was only maybe 10 years of age. And he always tells that story. I thought it was very, very nice.
Cool. Isn't that cool? But that's the influence that you had on so many people. You have no idea, maybe, when you're playing your music, who you're influencing and who you have influenced over the years. Do you know? It's just...
Yeah, well, I had a lovely letter there from an email, actually, from a school teacher in Killarney.
Mm.
And he's in lockdown also. And I don't know the man from Adam, but he says, John, I'm just emailing you to tell you this. He says, I want to thank you for the influence you had on me, says he, when I was young. And he said, my father was a music teacher, he said. And he bought your Twitchy Class album when he came out. He said, we played that album every day of the week in the house. And he said, then he bought me a little trumpet and I started playing along with it. And I'm still playing it. And he said, only for you, you know, it would never happen. And I thought it was very, very nice of him.
And
you know, you get little compliments like that, which means a lot, Richie.
Without a doubt. Absolutely, without a doubt. Johnny, can I ask you to do me a big favour today?
Yes, sir.
As you know, this is going out to all the indie country artists, the people that are only starting out in the business and they're worried about their future and they don't know where they're going from here. Right, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But what advice would you give to an indie country artist, a good singer that has everything going for them? What advice would you give them today? And if you were starting out again today, what would you do? What would you give them? What advice
would
you give them?
Well, I tell you, Richie, I give them the very same advice as Noma gave me this advice at the very beginning, but you got to love what you do.
Yes.
And you got to believe in it. But if you don't love what you do,
yes,
I'd give it up.
Yes.
You got to have your heart. And don't be disappointed. You'll have disappointments along the way, but and just keep at it. Keep promoting yourself. Keep making the phone calls.
Yes.
Keep your and very important is keep the records coming.
Yes, you got to keep going.
Keep your name, Richie. Keep your name up there in front of the public at all times. And
yeah.
Records is the only way to do that. And when things come back to normality again, and God willing, they will.
Now,
then you'll reap the benefit.
But if you
don't love, I always say, Richie, people who say to me about my children, do they check up the music? And unfortunately, none of them become professional musicians. And I always say, look at it, says, if your children are learning music, and if you've got to come home in the evening and say, look at, did you do your practice today? Did you practice the piano? No. Did you take out the drum? No. If you got to ask them to do it, forget about it. No one ever once had to ask me to practice.
It's a passion, isn't it?
Every day. Even though you're playing 7 nights a week, Richie, I take out trumpet out of the van with Paddy Malone there at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning after going from Kerry or Killarney or Dublin. And I'd have a blow for 20 minutes before I'm back in. And I go away and playing 4 hours again that night. I always say, it's like, if you're a professional GAA player, when you come home from school in the evening, if you love football or hurling, you'll throw your bag in the door, you'll check the football, you'll check the door, and you go out and you'll beat that bloody ball around the field. You have to have the love in your heart to do it.
Yes.
But if you haven't that hunger, you're wasting your time. But if you have the hunger, it'll work for you. That's what I say.
Do you know, there isn't
it'll
a day...
Work. Don't
there,
give up.
I agree with you. There isn't a day that goes past that I don't strap the bass on and play the bass.
Even if
it's only for 15, 20 minutes, it keeps you back in touch with everything that's going on. And you don't forget it. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I've heard people in my profession say, oh, Jeannie, I've been so long ago. Don't the hell why you ever got into it. I always say, look, you shouldn't have gotten into it. It's not the way you feel about it.
No.
You haven't the passion.
No, if it's a task, if it's something that you turn into a job, well then, you know what, you're going to head for disaster. That's great advice that you're giving out there.
And it'll come back. You know, Rich, I'll speak to you, God willing, in the future sometimes.
Yes,
Rich, it's back again, thank God, you know. The virus is gone and people are back working as well. But you got to be prepared for when it comes back. But if you record an artist, keep the records out there and keep your name up in front of the public at all times.
Yes.
I suppose that's what stuck to me down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
I always had albums out and television appearances and, you know,
and
as it was going, I sort of got it. And so it kept me fresh in people's minds. So.
You never give up.
But Without radio plays, though, you sort of go stale, Richie.
Yeah. Oh, well, we won't let you go stale, Johnny. No way. Not on Ross FM, anyway.
Well, you know, it's great to hear you because I'm a Roscommon man to the backbone.
Oh,
so
I know that.
I come from Castlereagh and I'm living in Galway and I love Galway also. But when it comes to football, my colours are the Roscommon colours. I'm supportive of an outlaw, then I'll shout for it.
The last time.
County.
The last
time. But I'm
not
a common man and I love it and it's been good to me and I love going back. Unfortunately, nobody belongs to me in Castlery anymore. Everybody has gone out there. But my heart is
your
still
there. Your heart is still there. Of course it is. And I pass your house every day of the week. Believe
do
it
you,
or
Richie?
I do up there getting petrol or whatever. And yeah. What was I going to say to you? The last time I was talking to you on here on Ross FM, I heard you say something now, and I'm pulling the. We tried to pin the collar of the team there, our the Roscommon team. Aidan Rafferty needs to get in touch with the Roscommon team there, our sports correspondent here in Ross FM. And you want to play for Roscommon when they're up there getting the All Ireland.
I do. I got fear stick over that. You see, I'd love to, but I played Galway Bear for the Galway team, the hurling team. I think two occasions that won the two All Ireland hurling. I had a very big privilege of playing Central Field Galway Bay with the Artane Boys band them year. So yeah. I'm dying to do the role of the Castlery for the Roscommon team. So hopefully it'll come back again.
Yourself and Brendan Shine do a great job on it.
No, not the man, Brendan.
Brendan, that's the way to go. Listen, Johnny, thank you so much for joining me again here on Ross
FM. I have to say one thing, and I mean this sincerely. I know that you went in there, that radio station, and you went in there, and you've built it up to what it is today. Because I mean, the feedback I'm getting from people, like I see on Facebook, you're doing a great job.
Well, they were kind enough now.
And long may it last.
And they were kind enough to take me in under their wing. I went in there December.
You're a lily white, aren't you?
I am a lily white, yes. Yes.
Nothing
yes.
Wrong with that.
No. We're no threat to anyone in the football, anyway, because we never did anyone.
I hope you're not up there today. They'll lock you down. They won't let you back to again.
I can't get into the county at all. They told me. Even if there wasn't a lockdown, they won't let me back in. But anyway, no, seriously, I'm only here since the 5th of December last year. I never done radio before in my life. And thanks to the crew at Ross FM, every individual colleague of mine has made me feel very comfortable and very helpful they have been from technical support up there, Shane, and from everybody. Yeah. And, you know, it's just a great county. And
Richie, I said I've been quite used to speaking to guys and radio stations here and there and everywhere, but I say this, and that's bull about it. You have a very good radio voice. You have a great radio voice. I reckon, like being a musician or a hurler, you either have it or you haven't. You've got a great radio voice. Now, I don't know how from a bass player you are, but you've got a damn good radio voice.
Well, I think I'll keep talking on the radio. We'll leave the bass there, another story. We will indeed. Johnny, you've been a complete gentleman with me again.
Thank you very much indeed, Richie, and thank you very much for all the help you've been since you joined the radio station. I really appreciate it.
No. And before I go now, you have a very big fan out there in Roscommon, and I'm going to mention her name. You know Anne Burke?
Oh, down in Castlery, but originally, why wouldn't I know Anne? And you know, I know Anne, lovely, lovely person, and you were family that had the super bar in Castlery. But Anne and I, I was supposed, as you know, to play for their Castlery. I grew up at Castlery. Remember that?
That's right. Yes. It was supposed to go on this year.
And Anne and her friends had so much work put in that. And, you know, she was getting so many emails and calls from people all over the world, Richie, were coming back for that particular reunion earlier on this year. It didn't happen. But God willing, we'll do it next year.
Yes, of course. Yes. And it will happen, you know. It will happen, Johnny. It will happen.
It will happen. And we'll be on to you to promote it for us again.
I'm sure I'll do that for the flying. I'll be there myself. I'll make sure I'm up there myself.
You will, of course. We'll give you a spot, Richie, on the base.
Sure, go on. I'll do a solo. All right, listen, Johnny, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, Richie, and apart from all of us common people, hello to all the friends all over the world that are listening to your radio station, and wish them well and keep safe.
And up the Rossies, that's what I say, huh?
Up the Rossies.
All right, Johnny, listen, thank you so very, very much indeed. God bless you.
God bless you, I'll start. Bye-bye.